Happy Thanksgiving. So I have Pastor Keith's notes, and they are in a font of about 2 or 3. So pray for me. We don't have we do have notes on your bulletin. There are they're shorter today. This is intended to be a Thanksgiving service, where we're going to ask you at the end, we're going to have a couple of mics roaming, and we're going to ask you to give a brief statement of thanks, what you're thankful for. And so that's part of the service. So these notes are going to be kind of short, and so we want to give time for that to happen. So be thinking about what you might say if someone put a microphone in your face and ask you to share what you're thankful for. But Pastor Keith writes, daily Thanksgiving. After Thursday, the turkey and dressing will be categorized as leftovers. Thanksgiving will be over. But does that mean no more giving of thanks? The Bible speaks of thanks or thanksgiving over 150 times. I think it would be appropriate today to look at a few of the things the Bible says about thanksgiving. So we're going to prepare you for your Thanksgiving. So number one, and we don't have it on the screen, so you need to get this. We should thank God daily. We should thank God daily. After this coming Thursday, it's sad but true that some people will not say another word of thanks for another 364 days. In the Old Testament, God gave instructions to his people regarding worship. Worship through thanksgiving was not something to be done only annually at certain celebrations. It wasn't even to be only a weekly prescribed day of worship, like Happy Sunday, right? It was to be daily and more than once a day. 1 Chronicles 23:30 says, they were to stand every morning thanking and praising the Lord, and likewise in the evening. So those were times devoted to thanking and praising God, not for supplication. Years ago, he writes, I heard the story of a prisoner of war who, after years of starvation, was finally able to go home. Sitting down for his first real meal after coming home, he bowed his head and thanked God for every item on the plate. This was a practice he continued at every meal for the rest of his life. So some of the things in our lives are happening so that we will be thankful for God, maybe. Jesus didn't die on a cross so we could have turkey once a year. Do you ever wonder if turkeys are thankful? That's not in the notes. His death and resurrection brought eternal life to all who believe. That alone, and that supremely, gives us sufficient reason to thank God daily. I hope you're doing that. I hope that every day, not just at meals, you know, but all the time, you're thanking God for the things that he does and even the difficulties. Because, number two, we should thank God in every situation. We should thank God in every situation. Now, I really like that sometimes when I say all or every, I may not mean all or every literally, right? But the Bible does, doesn't it? He doesn't use these words except when they're necessary. Is it proper to reserve words of thanksgiving only for those times when we experience abundance, or as so often in our case, overabundance? It may seem logical to be thankful when we have so much, but what about when we have little? When we are without work? When we have been diagnosed with cancer? When we are overwhelmed with sorrow at the death of a loved one? 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. All circumstances. A certain preacher had a reputation for beautiful prayers of thanksgiving. After a series of terrible circumstances had befallen him in 1 week, An awful storm struck his town on the weekend, and very few even ventured out to church on Sunday. Those present wondered how many prayers of thanksgiving would come out of that poor man's lips on this day. As he bowed his head in the pulpit, he began the service. His words were weak but sincere. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, thank you that life is not always like this. Jesus didn't promise us an earthly life with no problems, but he did promise us what is found in Romans 8:28, that for those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose. And in John 3:16, that God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Because of these promises, we can and should thank God in every situation. Number three, we should thank God publicly. We should thank God publicly. Imagine conducting a poll with one simple question. Are you grateful? I suspect very few would actually admit to being ungrateful, but if you were to simply judge a person's level of gratitude based on direct observation of his or her daily words and actions, far more would be caught up in the net. You may identify yourself as a grateful person. Wonderful. Now let's use a biblical standard for measurement. Do you abound in thanksgiving? Colossians 2, 6 and 7 says, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. Abounding is a much greater level than just feeling a little gratitude, isn't it? When the Walkers arrived or lived in Canada, they used to regularly visit a local retirement home. As is often the case, there's a wide variety of temperaments and perspectives among the residents. One lady was always bitter and complaining. But there was another elderly grandmother who had no less difficulties, but never any complaints. Her words were always full of public thanks to God. Jesus did not die a public death. And who did he die it for? Yeah. He hung on a cross in full view of the world. He hung there for you and I. Likewise, we should give thanks to God publicly for the great things he has done. Thursday's Thanksgiving. But are you thanking God today? Will you be thanking him tomorrow? Friday? And not just for leftovers? Monday, coming up, will you be thanking him in every situation? Are you thanking him publicly? I'd like to give you an opportunity to do so. We have two microphones, a couple of runners. So if you'd like to share your thanksgiving, raise your hand and then stand, please, and give just a brief testimony of how you are thankful. We have a few moments left in the service and would like to hear some of these.
I am very thankful for my church and my family. I am praying for my daughter's 30th birthday today, and I just am so grateful for this gift that God has given us to be here and to be able to pray and to say our love for him because he loved us. And thank you.
Thank you.
I thank God for our country. I was born and raised in Syria. But I also thank God for allowing me to be one of his children at a very young age. And he led me all over the world. And I praise God for all his blessings.
Thank you.
I thank God for my son and his wife and our future grandchild, first one.
Amen.
I'm thankful today because God has brought me 83 years, ever since I was 30 when I accepted Christ. And I'm thankful today because we have a granddaughter that is missing. And I am so thankful. She has a five-month-old baby, and she's disappeared. And we have so many people praying for her safety, for her return. And I'm thankful today because I have a God that I can trust, that I really believe he is going to bring her back safely to us. And that's the God we serve.
Amen.
And that's what I'm thankful for today, for his answered prayers.
What's her first name?
Her first name is Krista.
Let's pray. Lord, we pray for Krista right now, and for those searching for her, we pray that you would protect her, that you would enable her to be found, and that she would be restored to family. Thank you, Lord, that you are everywhere at once. You are all-powerful everywhere at once, and you know where she is. We pray, Lord, that you would add this to your prayer in her life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, I'm thankful for a lot of things, but in God's providence, he directed us toward this obscure little town in the in Nevada as a final retirement place. And I'm especially thankful for Jack and Jackie Heiser, because they told dear friends of ours in Yuma, Arizona, that the best church in Pahrump was Pahrump Community Church, and they teach the Bible here, and right. We're thankful for that.
We're glad to have you.
I'm thankful for Jesus Christ who saved me.
Amen.
And furthermore, I want to thank for all the servicemen who are out there today at Thanksgiving. They're out at sea, out in front. We've got to thank those guys for what they have done and the sacrifices they have made.
Thank you, Leroy. Amen.
I'm just thankful for my entire life. From the time I was a baby, a week old, I was adopted. And the parents that adopted me were the most amazing people and raised me with the love of God. Also was a horse lover, had a career in rodeo. And I'm so thankful for that and all the people I met and the lessons that that taught me. And as I've gotten older, and then moving here to Pahrump, like someone else stated, and finding this church, I've learned so much in the church, and I'm so thankful for the church and all the people in it. There's some wonderful friends and people here.
Yeah.
I'm thankful that after 37 years of praying for all the friends who prayed and having led us to this church, that my husband accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior after 37 years of being married. So this place is a blessing.
Yeah, never too late.
I'm thankful for this church. I'm thankful for God and all that God has given us, or loaned us, I should say, because it's all God's. And I'm thankful for our long life and our great marriage of 61 years, going on 62. I'm also thankful very much for my wife, Pat. She had problems starting 16 years ago, and it's mainly due to diet and exercise and doing what the doctor says and a lot of learning. So yeah. Thank you, Lord, for everything.
Thank you.
Good morning. I'd like to thank God for all my brothers and sisters in Pahrump Community Church and throughout the community. Today, my son and daughter-in-law celebrate 19 years of marriage, and I'm so very thankful that this couple, as well as Larry and myself, have come to bond together as a godly couple. And I'm just very proud of the fact that we are married for love, for better, for worse, in sickness and in health. And Lord, we are so bountifully blessed in this church to glean from God's word each and every Sunday.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Roy, I am just so thankful that God is who he says he is.
Amen.
I'm thankful that I'm who he says I am. I'm thankful for my friendship with the Lanciardi family, very special to me. So grateful that my wife and my youngest son can be with me today and every Sunday as we gather together and share our love for the Lord with this church family. And I'm very grateful to see a friend here today that I'm just very glad that he's here today. And I want to thank God for that.
That was good.
I'm thankful for God's love letter to us, the scriptures. It says in Proverbs, "Thy word hath I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you." It also says that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, reminding me of my failures. But the promises in there are many, and one that I hold on to is the measure of my forgiveness is the amount of forgiveness I have for others.
Very thankful for that, huh? Jim.
I'm thankful that God forgave me for all my many sins, and I'm thankful that he brought me to this church and all my wonderful family here. I love you all.
Amen.
I'm thankful for my family, for my church family, my friends that I've met here, for my good health, and I thank God for loving me in spite of me being me.
Don't we all, huh?
I'm thankful for the Bell family who, in 2000, invited us to the church. And a year later, my daughter had mentioned this church and said there was a silly pastor who made funny jokes, which I would love. And her name was Catrice. And it would be her birthday tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But she's brought us here with that family who then I became saved in January of 2001. And she also became saved that March. And even though she passed away later that year, if it wasn't for this church family, I don't think I would be here today. And I'm thankful for my husband and my extended family also. So thank you to this church and for Jesus and saving our family. Dear name, I pray.
Man, God is good.
I'm thankful for just being here in church, but very thankful for all the people who have always prayed for my wife, Lucette, and I'm thankful for all the people that I know here, and thankful for all the people that are here. Amen to that.
Thanks.
This is going to sound a little strange, so bear with me. I'm thankful for my business failure. So Roy had talked about be thankful for the things that seem bad in your life. Well, through my business failure and the thousands of dollars of assets in my truck and my yard kind of rotting away and rusting, it's brought me blessings. So the scripture tells us not to invest our time and efforts into things that will rot and rust. We should invest in spiritual things. My business failure has allowed me to spend more time here with the church, fellowship more with people here, to come to dig deeper, to come to our Contenders Discipleship program, and to help here at the school. And all these things have been a true blessing for me. And the scripture also tells me not to be anxious about all the stuff in my house rotting away, because that's unimportant.
Well, I'm thankful that God's in my life. And the first part of the year, I was having some problems with my kids, and I had asked prayer for my son and his family at a Bible study I went to. About a week later, I got a call that my son was talking to his kids again, and he hadn't done that for years. Now, his oldest son is living with him, and he got his first job he's ever had in his life. He's 19, and I just pray that it works out, and they keep talking to each other, because there's nothing better than family, and that's why God gives it to you.
Well, I am thankful for all of those things, and I am thankful for the things that Scripture has told me that enable me to not fall into a depression because bad things happen, but to have hope in God. I'm thankful that there's a stability that is far beyond my emotional capacity or even my intellectual capacity to grasp, that lifts me up, empowers me, enables me to be who God wants me to be at some level, beyond even the difficulties and the pains and the aches. And I'm kind of grateful, you know, I'm sad that Pastor Keith couldn't be here this morning, but I'm grateful to be a part of this. I'm grateful to be a part of you. So let's pray, unless somebody has a last minute. This is it.
I just thought of something, too. I just recently put my place on the market, and I had a friend in California that did the same thing. And what I want to say about this, I think God has had his hand in this the whole way, because my friend sold his place with a cash offer really quick and is coming here on the 29th. I got a cash offer on my place, and I just think that the way things have worked, and it's just coming along really smoothly. I've prayed about it. I have a peace and a good feeling that it's all gonna go together, and things, the way it's been happening, it's just been really smooth. And I just thank the Lord, because I do believe he has his hand in this, and all the things that I have to get rid of because I'm downsizing a lot, but I think it's all gonna come together. And I just give God thanks for that and the way things are moving.
Thank you. Does the Lord have his hand in it? All things, doesn't he? So thank you for your encouragement. Thank you for Thanksgiving. Please continue to share those among yourselves, and especially, you know, when difficulties happen, that's when you can really see God work. Without difficulties, oftentimes it would seem like he's not there. But you see him during and fixing difficulties. Let's pray. Lord, we are so thankful. We pray again for Pastor Keith, that you would restore him to vigor and health and take away this cough. Pray for him to be back up very, very soon. But Lord, we are thankful for him and Kim. Thank you for the ministry that they are to us, the things that they have given us from themselves and especially from you. We pray, Lord, that you would continue to sustain them, to encourage them, that the difficulties that are present even right now would be all work together for good, that it would be a growth for everyone involved, that all things would be worked out in a way that glorifies you and grows people in their faith. Thank you for your love for us. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for this church and what we mean to each other and what we mean to this community. I pray, Lord, that you would help us through our gratitude and our expressions of gratitude publicly, help others to trust you and be thankful as well, that may not even know you yet. We praise you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you very much. Go in peace.